Bodybuilding 2026, what you must know, and a Q&A section. Everyone's doing it wrong, believing that lifting heavy builds big muscles. But lifting heavy just cuts you off from lifting for long enough to eventually lift heavier. A bodybuilding workout is built on top of an hour's worth of jogging endurance. But unlike joggers, you weigh yourself down with dumbbells. Like when you were a child, jogging will be slow going, but always improving. And your 3 or 5 pounds per hand will become 7 or maybe even 10, almost before you know it. At which point you sign up for the gym, where the climate is more reliable and 300 people stare at your rear as you now dance with dumbbells. Dancing is very important. It almost is the workout. Posture, like sets and reps, is yet another myth. With dancing, you go from stimulating 2 or 4 muscles to stimulating all your muscles. Your entire body is an evolved system of various concerns, and muscle isolation slows down your progress. Combined with lifting heavy and chair machines, your progress will be extremely slow. Sets and reps, long rest periods, muscle isolation, and machines are useful instruments for when you want to feel like you're working out. And that people still build muscle this way is not proof that their way works, but that bodybuilding is extremely easy. Your body wants to adapt to challenges. Doing it wrong, as noted, prevents you from lifting longer and heavier. But when you lift light, for an hour, there's always room to add more. Plus, lifting light and moving to the beats of music helps you enter a dance trance that makes time melt away. To grow faster, you can find faster dance songs. You can mix in the next dumbbell set for a little while. Or better yet, add light wrist weights to make the next weight easier to get to. Don't jump by 5 pounds. That's too much to cover. There are less than 30 things that you have to comprehend for a reliable bodybuilding workout. But you only really need one to get started. Anybody can do bodybuilding, and everyone starts at a different point, one step past wherever they are currently. So if all you can do is dance with 3-pound dumbbells to slow country for an hour, that is your perfect start. Because before you know it, you're going to be able to go faster, longer, and heavier. It's just where your body is at, and that's where you must start. If you start too heavy, you're not going to have your hour. If you start too heavy, you're not going to be able to move fast enough. If you start too heavy, you will never be able to go heavier. Lifting heavier does not mean bigger muscles. Body wisdom means bigger muscles. You cycle your dumbbell exercises, letting your biceps rest while you lift overhead and vice versa, letting the dance transform the cycle into a full body exercise. But you never lift so heavy that you are forced to stop. Your hour is already a bare minimum. Disrupting your circulation or otherwise exhausting yourself will ruin your exercise. You have to be there, lifting, moving, fighting for it. You can't just leave early because you started lifting too heavy. Just imagine where you would be as a child if your parents had you learning running with a much too heavy backpack. If all you could do was 20 steps, your body would have never adapted. You would not be able to run very far or very fast. Imagine a horse put away to a stable, walked 20 steps every day. That horse will not grow bigger muscles. It's lucky that it's not dead yet. That's why everyone is wrong. They never start where they can handle it all. They start at way too heavy, their maximum, Nothing could be more foolish than that. The weight of the backpack does not make you adapt faster or bigger. It's the duration. The duration comes first. It's not even the balance of weight and endurance. It's that 1 hour of non-stop dance with dumbbells packed to maximum, but without stopping you. It's not how heavy you lift. It's how long you lift your heavy for. And now the Q&A. Question. You say everyone is doing it wrong. Aren't people who lift heavy still building muscle? Answer. Yes, and that is exactly the trap. Your body wants to adapt. It is almost desperate to adapt. And it will find a way to grow even when you treat it poorly. But lifting heavy does not prove that heavy lifting works. It proves that bodybuilding is forgiving enough to survive your mistakes. The question isn't whether you will grow, but how fast and for how long. People who lift heavy plateau quickly, even injure themselves, and often quit. People who lift light for 1 hour, 5 days a week, keep adapting for years. There's nothing to stop them from adapting. They are gently pushing forward, and their body understands what that means. It means bigger muscle, more strength, a little bit more endurance. No problem. Question. What does, if you have to stop, you are doing it wrong, actually mean? Answer. It means the weight you choose is your enemy. The moment you are forced to put the dumbbells down because your muscles simply gave out, it's all over. The signal you sent to your body lasted 15 seconds. And your body, with its 4 billion years of wisdom, does not know what to do with 15 seconds. It's not enough information. The duration is the message. If you stop before 1 hour, your body never receives the message. You're not broadcasting loud enough. And again, 1 hour is the bare minimum. Question. How light is light enough? And how do I know when to go heavier? Answer. The rule is simple and a little poetic. Never so heavy that you must stop. Never so light that you could lift more without effort. You want to be working, genuinely working, but never suffering, never cutting off your circulation, never driving your body into crisis. When the weight starts to feel like nothing, when you catch yourself dancing without noticing the dumbbell, that's your signal to go up, but by no more than 2.5 pounds. Your body will absorb the change without complaint, without soreness, without any drama. That's the entire secret. Tiny baby steps, taken consistently at the very speed with which your body adapts, lead to more adaptation. You know this. You know this from when you were a baby. Question. Why dancing specifically? Can I just do regular sets and reps? You can, and you will still grow, slowly, with long rest periods where your body cools down and your circulation returns to baseline. But when you dance, you cycle through muscle groups naturally. Lateral rises, rest your biceps. Curls, rest your shoulders. Overhead press rests everything that came before. You never fully stop. So your circulation never drops. Your heart stays gently elevated, and every muscle in your body participates in stabilizing your movement. Sets and reps isolate and take decades. Dancing integrates. And integration is how your body actually works. You're evolved. You are a miracle of nature. You were not designed to sit in a chair machine counting how many times you lived. Come on.
Question. What about beginners who can barely dance for 10 minutes?
Answer. Then the 10 minutes is your perfect and correct starting point.
Yeah.
This is not failure. That's where your body is. That's where it all begins. It's the most important baseline. A child learning to run does not start with a marathon, for goodness sake. You start with what you have.
And your only job is to keep showing up. Use an interval timer if it helps. 1 minute of movement, 2 minutes of rest. Repeat it until you have filled 30 minutes. Then, each week, you reduce the rest and extend the movement. Not by forcing it, but by gently asking your body to slowly adapt at the correct speed. Just enough. And just like when you were a child, it absolutely will.
That is what our bodies do. They are self-repairing, adaptive, biomechanical wonders. And clearly, they respond to persistent, gentle challenge. Always and every time. They learn from you. They learn to match you.
Now, heads up, everyone. If you start lifting heavy and huff and puff and show off and someone comes in and you trick them, or add to tricking them that they are weak and you are so strong, oh boy. You do not want to do that. Breaking someone's soul is an unforgivable mistake.
Don't pretend to work out. Do not trick anybody else into failing the way you are failing. Don't do it.
Question. Do I need a gym for this? Answer. Not at first.
Jogging with dumbbells is the foundation. It builds your back, your shoulders.
3 or 5 pounds per hand, outdoors, at whatever pace you can manage. That's your special pace.
You earn your way into the gym by first building an hour of endurance.
When 3 or 5 or even 10 pounds feel like nothing, then you are ready for weights at the gym. Running with 30 pounds of dumbbells is tough and probably unwise. So you go to the gym.
There, you switch to dancing. It's much more fluid. And here, unlike when jogging, you can lift above your head. You can lift to the side. You're not just carrying dumbbells. You have greater range of motion because now you aren't just leaning forward and shuffling your feet. You're spinning and turning around and basically standing in a little square. It's a lot easier, it's a lot more powerful, and it is safer.
But again, you have to earn an hour's worth of endurance with considerably sized dumbbells. Then you get your shoulders. Then you have the strength to work out with whatever dumbbells you can carry at the gym. That's your special weight again. If you're not moving for an hour, your body can't hear you. 3 hours is probably too much, so it's not that big of a challenge.
Question. What are the 3 dumbbell exercises you keep mentioning?
Answer. Dumbbell lateral raise, standing dumbbell curls, and overhead shoulder press. These 3, cycled continuously while you dance, cover the full upper body in the correct sequence and allow each muscle group to rest while the others work.
You do not need to think about which muscles you are targeting. You just keep moving through the cycle, staying with your music, and let the hour do its work. Muscle isolation and complex programming are solutions to problems you do not have. They're not really solutions either.
Question. What about soreness? I remember lifting being painful.
Answer. I am sorry, but the first 2 weeks will ache. That is your body waking up, reactivating systems that have been quiet for a long time. But here is what every lifter will confirm if you ask them. Nobody remembers it. Nobody remembers the aches. It is a brief chapter at the very beginning of a long story, and it never returns. Normal bodybuilding, lifting light for an hour to music you love, does not hurt at all. It feels like stretching and coiling. It feels like flying, very much so. The soreness you remember was probably from lifting too heavy, too fast, with too little endurance beneath it. Think about it this way. When you start your workout and it hurts, it's not because it's the workout that is hurting you. It's because you lived your life in such a way that now prevents you from moving or lifting or exercising or just being healthy. So, it's not that the gym is hurting you. It's that your lifestyle is trying to crush you. It's not as funny as it sounds.
Question. You mentioned wrist weights and weight vests. Where do those fit in?
Answer. They are elegant solutions to the hardest part of the program. The gap between dumbbell sizes. When 5 pounds is too easy and 7.5 is too hard, light wrist weights bridge that gap with 1.5 pounds and make the jump feel almost unnoticeable. The weight vest is different. You wear it after the gym, during your ordinary day, doing ordinary things. That's actually how we really, really adapt. Large people are often muscular precisely because their bodies carry extra weight everywhere they go throughout their entire day. The vest gives you that advantage deliberately, gently, for free, and at the end of the day you can take it off.
Okay, so now that you are ready to start your workout, you can simulate the real thing by just spending 20 minutes at the gym. Just 20 minutes in and out. And the question is, what are the dumbbells that you can cycle for 20 minutes without stopping?
Yep.
And because this is a simulation of an hour or two long exercise, you will need to figure out your music. The late 90s country music was just slow enough to get you started, and I think that's a pretty good starting point. You don't have to become a lover of country, but those are some pretty good songs. Then you can move on to pop. But hey, listen, at some point, maybe during the summer, on the nice, crisp mornings, it will occur to you that you can really beat your gym workout by just grabbing onto 5-pound dumbbells and just jogging with them. Not really lifting or anything, just hanging them in your hands. And you go really, really, really slow. And you go for an hour. And after a few months, it will feel like nothing. So then you can go back to the gym for a second simulation.
Can you cycle the 3 standing dumbbell exercises non-stop for an hour? Carrying dumbbells is a tough beans. It's not really all that easy. And it's pretty much interchangeable with lifting something slightly lighter for an hour. And that would really mark your start. You show up to the gym every day at the same time for an hour, lifting, dancing, cycling, non-stop,
to music that is nice and interesting. And then the magic happens. You gain the ability to lift slightly higher. Maybe the wrist weight trick will work for you? Maybe, because it's early in your lifting career, you can cover a 5-pound gap. And it is here when you challenge your body again and again, and maybe even again,
where your muscles start growing and expanding because they are being challenged multiple times.
And here, all those heavy lifters should finally get it through their heads that if you lift your maximum, by definition, you are unable to adapt multiple times. And here's some good news for you. Lifting heavy does have an equivalent of lifting light for a prolonged duration. So you were training your body even though you have been stuck on a plateau. You have to find where that plateau is on the lift light for long scale. But this time, you're freed from the plateau because you're able to add a little bit more weight or a little bit faster music or maybe wrist weights, or maybe you could possibly double your stay at the gym. This would absolutely trim your fat and send a much louder signal to your body that you need adaptation and bigger muscles and more endurance and, frankly, more health. And more life, and more flexibility, and more joy, and more smiling, and more doing foolish things. It's a pretty good trade. And because on this end of the lifting spectrum you are adapting multiple times, one after another, you can teach others how to do it. That's pretty fun, too.